Job chapter 33. And so, Job, please listen to my address, and give ear to all my words. Behold, I pray, I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my oral cavity. My words are from the uprightness of my heart, and my lips speak knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God made me, and the breath of the Almighty gave me life. If you can, answer me, set out your arguments before me. Take your stand. You see, I am here, as you asked, on behalf of God. I too was formed from clay. Behold, the shock of me need not frighten you, nor will my demands weigh down on you. You certainly spoke in my ears, and I heard the sound of your words, when, Job, you said, I am pure, without transgression. I am faultless, and there is no iniquity in me. See how he finds a pretext against me. He considers me as his enemy. He places my feet in fetters. He watches all my paths. Behold, in this argumentation you are not just. I answer you, for God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? In that he does not answer you concerning any of his affairs. For on one occasion God may speak, and on a second occasion he may not attend to the matter. In a dream, a nightly vision, when sleep falls on men, in slumber on the bed, he then opens up the ears of men, and in correcting them he seals them, to remove man from his dealings and to put pride out of sight of men. He spares his body from the pit, and his life from the piercing of a missile. He is corrected with pain on his bed, and with mighty conflict in his bones, so that his condition in life makes him lose appetite for food, and it makes his being reject exquisite fare. His flesh is consumed so as not to be visible, and his bones stick out, which previously would not be seen. And his being draws nearer to the pit, and his life to the killers. If there is an interpreting angel by his side, one out of 1,000, to declare to a man whether he is upright, then he will be merciful to him and will say, deliver him from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh will be made fresher than that of his youth. He will return to the days of his young adulthood. He will make supplication to God, and he will accept him, and he will see his face with a shout for joy, and he will render to man his righteousness. He will look upon man, and if a man says, I have sinned and perverted what is upright, and it did not satisfy me, he will deliver his being from passing into the pit, and his life will see light. See how God performs all these things, twice or three times with man, to bring back his life from the pit, and to be enlightened in the light of life. Hearken, Job, and listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. If you have words, answer me. Speak. For I wish to justify you. If not, listen to me, be silent, and I will teach you wisdom.